This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who? Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, here we are, hour number two. So glad to have you with us. Welcome in to Radio Night Live. And again, if you're watching us on our brand, one of our brand new outlets, and we're going to have more outlets to come, both radio and others in the days ahead. But for those of you on the Salem News Channel, thank you for welcoming us into your life tonight, be it a Roku device, an app, or the website, SalemNewsChannel.com. And for those of you on Biz TV, with your antennae connecting to us coast to coast, 66 million households, thank you for being there. And then 300 great radio stations. It's an honor. It's a deeply humbling honor to be with you on Saturday evenings, and I'm so grateful. And for those of you that have been with us quite some time, you know that throughout the year, we went on a little journey together. We tried to do something good with this platform. I am very humbled by the fact that I get to do what I do for a living. I enjoy doing what I do, and I try to have a lot of fun along the way. Hopefully, that's one of the reasons why you're here every weekend. But in the formation of this show over the years, I've kind of made a deal with God that as long as He gives me the strength and the opportunity to do this, I want to use a part of what I do here to do His work in the world around us. And so in 2021, we set out in February on a long journey of attempting to try to liberate 192 human slaves from a place called North Sudan, which is a country that was formed out of the Civil War settlement of the Sudan Civil War. And I just got the report yesterday on where we finished up. And Nick, if you want to roll the visual here, 310 slaves liberated in 2021. The goal was 192. We had last year liberated 242. That was our all-time kind of high year. So this year to do 310 as a single year, it sets a whole new record for us. And I want to say thank you, because I know a lot of you listening listened on a Saturday night. You made the decision to get involved. You stepped up to the plate. You said, I'm gonna change someone's life. And as a result, there are now 310 people that have received their human freedom back. They have been relocated in their home of South Sudan. They've been given all of the supplies they need for a year of living on their own, under their own determination, etc. And I could not have done that without you. This was a total team effort. Actually, all of the guys that are on the staff took care of more than one slave per each household. The McCulloughs went in for more than we've ever done before. And we used a lot of that to challenge and ask people to match it. And a lot of you stepped up and responded. In the final couple of weeks of the year, there were people coming up, liberating four and five slaves, at a swipe and just saying, I want to help. This is what I know I can do, to make sure that that is the case. So thank you for those of you that did that very thing. I'm grateful, for those of you that were involved in the, process. And, we're going to do something, significant again this year. But I have to say thank you to you, because it just means the world to me that now 300 plus human beings have been liberated, because of your generosity. Now, I want to get into, something that I brought up in the first hour, in my opening monologue, which is the rampant dishonesty that the left in this country are basically just pelting us with it. Every time we turn around, there is a new dishonest stake being thrown down. And I've got some of the headlines from just the last couple of days. In the first hour, we mentioned Sonia Sotomayor. Let's bring up her headline. Supreme Court justice is spewing shocking misinformation during arguments on Biden's vaccine mandate. Sonia Sotomayor said 100,000 children are in the hospitals suffering with COVID, many of them on ventilators. None of that is true. But she wasn't the only one. There were several other people that said absurdly false things in the hearing yesterday. Ms. Kagan, among them, a fellow Supreme Court justice, that talked as though she had not read a single scientific article in the last 2 years. And it was really disheartening to see and to understand how poorly the justices who were being asked to decide whether or not this mandate should go forward even understood the basic issue of health. But they weren't the only ones. You know that the January 6th observance was held this year. January 6th, of course, was where the protests at the Capitol took place, and one person died. That one person that died was shot by a police officer that has been able to escape scrutiny to this point. Now, look, I was significantly critical of the people that broke property and went into places they shouldn't have gone to. That thing got out of hand in a bad way, and it needed to be dealt with, and hopefully justice will be seen for those that broke laws, etc. But Nancy Pelosi said this. This is another headline out of townhall.com where I publish on Sundays. She actually blamed Trump supporters. You may remember this. Last year, a number of days after the January 6th protests, there was a guy that pulled up to the basically the gates of the Capitol complex and tried to commit an act of terrorism, ended up taking a life, and she blamed that on Trump supporters yesterday. Now, this guy, when his background was revealed, he was a member of the Nation of Islam. He's a devotee to Louis Farrakhan, was not a Trump supporter, and did not agree with the Trump supporters that had been in Washington for the last several days prior to that. But that didn't stop Nancy Pelosi from saying that the former president's supporters were the ones that killed an innocent person in the incident there at the Capitol. And it's this kind of idea where they continue to point to things and to say that this was done by Trump people, and this was done by Trump people, and this was done by Trump people, and the media doesn't fact check them. No one holds them accountable. And so I really do think that they have fully programmed themselves to literally say whatever pops into their brain in order to justify whatever they're trying to convince us to do. I want to give you one more example. Are we having a problem with a plastic bag back there, guys? One more example. Here's the president's Twitter feed from yesterday, and he said, we must never forget the officers we lost on January 6th or in the aftermath that followed. They made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of democracy. Friends, you just need to know, it's a bald-faced lie. There were no officers that lost their life on January the 6th. There were no officers that lost their life in the aftermath of January, whatever that means. There were a couple of officers that committed suicide. There was an officer that had a medical condition and died of a stroke. There was a medical officer. There was a police officer that died of likely an injury to the brain. But it was not, there was no connection between the January 6th episodes and the loss of these officers' lives. And for the president to just flat out say that, you know, this is why we do this, so that we don't forget the officers that we lost on that day. We didn't lose any officers on that day. There was an officer that took the life of an Air Force service member at point blank range, shot her for no apparent reason. But that has not been looked into. There's been no justice for Ashley Babbitt as a result of that. And this is just continuing the steady stream of things. Today I saw on social media, and I don't have the graphic for you tonight. I would have tried to get it for you, but I saw it too late. The White House put out a presentation yesterday on social media that said they are the most job creating per month administration in the modern era. And they show everybody else's jobs numbers going back, I think, all the way to Nixon or Carter or somebody. And they're all like this tall on the graph. And then it comes to Biden's number, and his number's here, 600,000 jobs per month or something like that. Friends, the jobs report just came out Friday. It was half of what they had anticipated it would have. They were hoping for around 400,000 plus to be created. They had less than 200,000 actually created. Friends, they're making whole fabric stories up out of thin air. And no one's calling them on it. No one's saying, you're not telling the truth. And this is what happens when you don't have a media that's doing its job. And considering how arrogant Jen Psaki and others that are in that press room at the White House, I don't think that they feel any pressure to change course. It's really disturbing. I might have some more thoughts on this on my column at townhall.com tomorrow. I hope you'll check that out. I publish every Sunday there. Coming up, it is the Ladies Lounge, and Inez Stettman joins us from the Independent Women's Forum. And a little bit later on, Reba McEntire and Cody Johnson return to the Music Spotlight stage. That's all coming up this hour on Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
New York. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Now, you know on Saturday nights in the second hour here, what we have done almost since this radio television show kind of came about is to open up a swath of time that is expressly dedicated and devoted to the voices, minds, thoughts, and words of very talented women. And the necessity in talk radio, at least, to elevate them. A lot of people may not realize this, but talk radio is a world that is dominated by male voices, male programmers, male producers, male board operators. It seems like everything in talk radio is performed by and aimed at men. And I think that we are missing out on a huge part of the conversation when we leave it that way. So we started the Ladies Lounge a number of years ago. We've had some incredible people stop in. Not all of them have agreed with me politically on things. But when you have the opportunity to talk to icons, you take that opportunity and you have the best discussions possible. And tonight, I think we're in for a real treat because it is someone that I've known of her work for a long time, but we've only recently begun working together on the daily broadcast at Kevin McCullough Radio. And she is fighting the good fight for the Independent Women's Forum. She's a senior policy analyst, which if you're familiar with Kelsey Bowler, who has been a big part of this platform for a long time, that she does that work as well. But her colleague has filled in for her maternity leave and has made a place of her own at the table. And it's time to welcome her to the Ladies Lounge. Inez Stettman, welcome to Radio Night Live. It's good to have you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Let me. So we always have a lot of fun with this first part because it's just an entirely get to know. And you and I had the chance to first meet at a black tie function in New York. We're very prim and proper, you know, now that the COVID is, well, I don't forget the COVID. But we at the Manhattan Institute's annual gala, and you were a table over, and Carol Markowitz, who's been in this segment many, many times, turns to me. She goes, "You know who that is, don't you?" And I said, "Remind me," because I'd never say I don't know who someone is because I've probably met them at some point. But she goes, "That's Inez Stettman. Why isn't she on your show? She should be on your show. She's the one that you're not talking to. You've asked me before, Kev, who do I need to be having on that I'm not? This is the one you need to have." So, and I was already familiar with your work in the Bright Email, but we just never made that connection for any reason. And then you stepped up when Kelsey had to step away. So thanks for doing all of that, by the way, when I was so unceremoniously ungracious to you and not having you on previously. But let's get to know you a little bit. Where are you from? What's your background? Why did you want to do public policy? What are your hopes and goals? But let's just start with who you are.
Well, I was born in the Bay Area in California, so definitely a left-leaning sort of place. But came out to D.C. after college to work in education policy. So did that for a number of years, went to law school, came back, continued to work in education policy, trying to get conservatives to pay more attention to education, which I believe is finally happening for all the reasons that we're seeing today. I think it has been extremely foolish of the right to think that we could focus on things, only things like tax cuts, and then sort of leave the education space, both the academy and K-12, to the left to run wild in, and think that it wouldn't change the political culture over time. So that's what I did, what I worked in for many years, and then came to IWF about 3 years ago, and they've given me the opportunity to branch out and also do some work around Title IX, some work around preserving the definition of sex in the law, which I think is extremely important for a variety of reasons. So that's been what.
So what was the track? You went from San Francisco to where before you got to New York? Because you're a New York girl now, but did you do time in the nation's capital?
yeah, almost a decade, on and off. Lived in a few other places along the way, Phoenix, which I loved, and Sacramento, which I didn't. And
I always talk to young people, and when they're asking me about either public policy or media, and they're two very different worlds, but as you know, there's some intersect within them. And they always ask me, you know, what's the thing that you recommend if I want to make a difference in this area of life for the rest of my career? And I always tell them, you need to live in one of the bases of power in America. L.A. is kind of the cultural entertainment capital. Although New York doesn't really shy away from claiming it belongs a seat at that table. But then you have government and you have finance. And I feel like that when you live in New York and in Washington and experience kind of the machinery that it chews everyone that has gone through there, your mind is open to how the sausage actually gets made in ways that it's not when you live in Kansas and in Texas and even to some degree Northern California. Did you find that to be true for yourself? Were there things about public policy that were a little bit, off-putting to you once you realized what it consisted of?
I mean, of course. One of the things that I think most shocked me when I moved to Washington, D.C. and started working in the political sphere was how many votes in Congress are taken for show. And often the totals are predetermined, right? So how many, for example, measures are brought up by the Republican Party that are designed to fail but give them an opportunity to look like they voted the right way for their constituents? That was a big eye-opener, I think. I had a more maybe Schoolhouse Rock vision of how things actually got done in Washington, even if I understood that things were political and we were going to fight about it. I thought, you know, Congress passes the laws, and then, you know, the executive enforces them, and the Supreme Court and our court system reviews them and adjudicates any controversy under federal law or the Constitution. I mean, a second thing that definitely stood out to me is how powerful the bureaucracy is in Washington.
Yeah. Wow.
That changed my mind on some things. Like, I was probably more attracted to proposals like term limits before I moved to Washington and realized that the politicians are a problem, but they're like sort of the visible problem, but they're less of a problem than the unelected bureaucrats who are making a lot of the decisions. And when you limit terms of the people you're actually electing, then what you're functionally doing is giving more power to bureaucrats who are unelected. So I'd already rather, you know, sort of have people that at least the opportunity for the people to actually hold them accountable than have power. And I think we've seen that in the last couple of years as well, how much power just unelected bureaucrats who will never have to stand for office actually have in this country.
No, it is frightening when you consider, just look at the life and career of one Anthony Fauci. I mean, this is a guy that has been able to somehow finagle the highest paid salary in American public service history, and now has been guaranteed the highest retirement in American public sector history. And there's what accountability is ever held to him? I mean, it is really frightening to see what some of these appointed and unelected people are able to do. We're speaking with Inez Stettman of the Independent Women's Forum. And Inez, we just have a minute before our next break. For people that are not familiar with IWF, give us the elevator pitch, because what you guys are doing is so important.
So we work on issues across the spectrum. We have women who are working on foreign policy, economics. I work on a lot of cultural issues, education, right? So I think it's really important to us to show that, first of all, that all issues impact women, that we're not narrow, because I think there's at least I personally dislike these kinds of women's groups that are, you know, laser focused on one or two issues that are quote unquote women's issues.
Right.
And I think that that's silly.
Let's be blunt. They usually talk about abortion. And
right.
if you're not talking about abortion, you're not talking about quote women's issues. And there's.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promising full federal support to people in Colorado affected by a devastating wildfire. Biden making the pledge to local residents Friday after touring the damage left by the Marshall Fire in Boulder County. About 1,000 homes were destroyed and tens of thousands were forced to evacuate. Plenty of reaction still coming in to the December jobs report, which fell short of expectations, with 199,000 jobs being added compared to the estimated of more than 420,000. Chairman and CEO of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, says a lot of this falls back on the administration.
He ignores the fact that before the COVID crisis hit, American unemployment was lower. Lower income people's wages were rising at a faster pace than the rest of the workforce.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Radio Night Live. It is the Ladies Lounge, and tonight our guest Inez Stettman is with us. Don't forget, we've got New Music Spotlight coming back in just a touch. Tonight's artist, Cody Johnson, and we're looking forward to hearing his second number for us coming up. Inez, in the first segment with us, you were talking about some of the things that you see around education as being problematic, and I cannot help but escape the reality that we have had such an intense conversation about education since the George Floyd riots of 2020, and CRT has become something that more Americans are familiar with than they ever have been before, and yet there's still a lot not known. What do you see as the biggest educational challenges for the country coming up in 2022?
Well, it's going to be a battle, I think, around the central purpose of education and what the nation's children's relationship to their country is going to be, and frankly, to reality as well. But I think it's really important that people realize this didn't start with critical race theory. It didn't start since the George Floyd riots. The underlying premises behind critical race theory, that America is a fundamentally racist nation, that it was flawed from, not just flawed, and in fact, that it was irredeemably broken and vicious, that our system has never been a good one or one worth defending or preserving. That underlying premise has been part of, you know, first, of course, university and the academy for a very long time, which I think the right foolishly dismissed as a bunch of, you know, college professors. What are they going to do? You know, the campuses are going to be left-wing and crazy, but as soon as people step off the campuses, they'll hit the quote-unquote real world. Well, what we're seeing is those folks from the campus graduate. They go into the halls of power and agencies. They work in HR departments in Nike. And now conservatives are confronting a whole set of issues that seem to break how we think about politics, right? Because we're free market people and we, you know, we want to give maximum freedom both to individuals and to businesses. And now what we're seeing is that private institutions are starting to reflect the values that are taught in universities.
Yeah.
And those values also have been trickling down to K-12 for a very long time, for decades. And so I'm really glad to see the right wake up and really focus on this. I think there is no real solving these issues without systemic change, which is always the favorite of the CRT folks, right? Systemic change. But I think in this case it applies. There's no real way to solve this without mass school choice. Universal school choice, without funding students and families instead of funding these districts, because as we've seen for the last 2 years, every change that takes place in the public school has to be fought, every inch has to be fought for every step of the way, because there's no leverage point over people. Their salaries don't depend on how happy parents are with content. Their salaries don't even depend, as we've seen in the last 2 years, on whether or not they open their doors. They get paid regardless,
right?
And that is a recipe for them not caring about what the people think.
It is so true what you're saying, and that's just in one area. I mean, there are multiple aspects of the educational discussion right now that are troubling. And since you do work for the Independent Women's Forum, I'm guessing that you have a vested interest in the discussion about sex and gender as well. What we have done, I feel like, in our nation's schools with I don't know, the desire to give kids sexual expression to kind of identify as whatever they want to identify as, and kind of make that the golden calf that all other principles kind of bow at, has been very destructive. And I feel like it has the potential to be much more so the longer it becomes the focus and kind of the emphasis. What does Independent Women's Forum, what is the thinking behind the debate over whether or not we need to be having sexual identity issues front and center in our nation's schools?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most disturbing and damaging aspect of this, and there are many, is that parents are being completely cut out of the process. And more parents are finding that, for example, schools are facilitating in social transition, calling their kids by the opposite sex pronouns, calling their kids by different names than their given names, without not only asking for permission from parents, but even informing them. There are parents who are finding out that their kids have socially transitioned in school without they had no idea.
Yeah.
Right? For a year or more, they had no idea that this was actually happening. The school is actively driving a wedge between children and parents, and they're treating parents as though they're presumptively sort of abusive or something if they want to, you know, dig deeper into why their child might think that they're born the wrong sex.
And this isn't even up for debate in terms of the school's attitude towards the parents, because they're now saying it publicly. Parents don't have the right to weigh in on some of these things. We're speaking with Inez Stedman. We need to take one more break, and we're coming right back. But I want to continue on that thought and a couple of other things, and maybe get some fun information out of her now that she's a transplanted New Yorker. What is life like in the Big Apple? Coming right back. Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad that you're with us. We have got, you know, something laid out brand new for you every Saturday night. I hope that you're going to make plans to join us. Thankful again to be part of the new Salem News Channel lineup tonight and every night on Saturday going forward. You can also check out the repeat of this on the Salem News Channel Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern as well. And on demand, of course, in a variety of places, Twitter, YouTube, Salem News Channel, Biz TV, they've got all of this, and our audio podcasts, which we had an incredible year. Thank you for getting us past the 2 million listener mark, and we just closed out the year with the two biggest months we've ever seen. Let's keep that momentum going forward in 2022 as well. My guest tonight is Inez Stettman, and we have had a chance to not only see a little bit of her heart and what she's driven by, but what the work is that she's involved in with the Independent Women's Forum I think, one of the most important groups in public policy today, championing more unrepresented people, I feel like, than maybe any other single public policy group in existence. You do not have the place in the major news networks, on the editorial boards, et cetera, for women of common sense, decent centricity, allowed to express anything other than the woke hard left agenda. And when they do, they come out and they're immediately scorned and pushed away. Inez, I don't know if you saw, but a week before last, The View, who has not found a replacement since Meghan McCain left, has had a hard time getting someone to come sit in the seat that is supposed to be 1 versus 5 or 1 versus 6 or whatever the ratio is on that show. But I think it speaks to the point that we're making, that you've got at least half of the country in terms of women that don't hold to the left's progressive view of things, maybe more than that, and particularly on things like their children, abortion, and some of the other touch points that really hit moms' hearts hard, you have actually a great number of people that are just unrepresented. And what you guys are doing at IWF is just so vital. You're representing people that don't have representation otherwise.
Yeah, I think that's really important to prove that women, just like anybody else, any other group of people, have a variety of views. It seems so basic and simple and obvious, but the reality is that in mainstream network television, for example, other than Fox, there's very, very little representation for half the country. And I think that's Megan did such a good job on The View, and I think she was really important for a lot of women for that reason. It was funny, every time I've seen her trending on Twitter for saying something on The View when she was in that seat, it was something not even conservative, something really basic that, like, you know, 60 or 70% of the country agrees with. But in that environment, it was incredibly controversial. But that's why it's so important to have a voice like Megan's at the table, literally, to remind people that, in fact, what you are listening to is an echo chamber of a small percentage of Americans
They can't get anybody to take the job, Inez, because the other four that sit there are just meanies. They don't like people that disagree with them. They can't handle it.
It's pretty clear they were extremely cruel. And so now they're having difficulty finding somebody to sit in the seat and have them be cruel to that person. And they're also looking, of course, for a unicorn, because what they want is someone who's conservative enough to disagree with them, but actually fundamentally agrees with them on everything, because so many of half the country's beliefs they've put beyond the pale.
Right.
They don't want to have a conversation with somebody, you know, who supports Donald Trump, for example. Right. So, like, they've made it impossible, because the producers, obviously, they want somebody in that seat who's actually going to have a substantive disagreement. But then the other ladies on that show don't consider any kind of substantive agreement to be valid, because they just don't see any conservative views to be valid. So now they're kind of, you know, they're trapped in that cycle of their own making, because they can't find anyone who's acceptable enough but actually disagrees with the hosts.
This is one of the reasons why I just think that we have to have more spots like the Ladies Lounge for people like you and many others to come and to be able to demonstrate not only your own brilliance and kind of erudite articulation of the news items of the day, but to just throw a flag in the sand and say, hey, there's more of us than there are of you, and we think for ourselves. And it's one of the reasons why I think that you can point to any number of data that kind of demonstrates this, but it tends to be that conservative women have more satisfaction in life on so many different levels, from the degree of, you know, sex that they enjoy, to satisfaction within own interpersonal relationships with friends and so forth, but also knowing that they're doing something fundamentally to leave the world a better place than they found it, even if they are finding themselves, as we are in this day and age, in an immense kind of overwhelming kind of fight. But it's so interesting, because the other side seems to have such a predisposition of, if you're not going to line up with the three or four things that we hold as absolute canon, then you need to be canceled. And there's just, like, no room for anything in between the two.
Yeah, I mean, I actually feel a little bit sorry for some of my liberal friends, for example, in college, because they had no idea what to do when confronted with a conservative argument. They had never actually heard a conservative argument articulated because it's kept out of mainstream media. It's kept other than Fox, which I think qualifies as mainstream. But, they had never watched Fox News. And it's possible. It's possible to go throughout your life and never encounter a substantive conservative argument because the culture is the mainstream culture is now so determinedly left. And that's not good. I mean, even if you end up on the left side of the spectrum, it's not good to not understand what the arguments are of the other side. There've been surveys and studies that show this. So conservatives do understand, the left side of the spectrum. Like, they understand what the views are, so they'll ask questions, what's the liberal view on this? What's the main reasoning for example, believing in universal health care, right? And conservatives answer those questions at a far higher rate about liberals than liberals do about conservatives. Liberals have no idea what we believe.
Friends, follow her on Twitter. It's at Inez, I-N-E-Z. Felcher, F-E-L-T-S-H-E-R, and then sign up for the Bright Email. You hear me talk about the Bright Email, what a great thing it is. Kelsey, of course, edited the Thursday edition. Inez edits the Wednesday edition, I believe, and every week has great content that you don't get anywhere else and a really good, unique perspective on it. Inez, it's been so much fun having you here. Please come back.
Thanks for having me. It's been wonderful.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. We end with the song of the night. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
.com.
from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, tonight we are so honored to have back with us for the music spotlight, Cody Johnson, this time duetting with the one and only Reba McEntire in the second song he has charting in the top 15 of just this week. Here on Radio Night Live, it's Dear Rodeo.
You're supposed to be doing over here.
The minute that I went to my first high school rodeo here in this arena, I fell in love with the whole show, the whole thing. I just wanted to be a part of it, some way, somehow. Looking back on it now, I think the bull was just a representation of something I was looking for. I didn't know then that that was going to lead to the things I've done now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.